pick up here. 1 second. Sorry. Okay, fine. Very good. So, Chavez Amad Aleph picks up. Tana Rabbanan. Cherev Sha'amru. When the Mishnah said that we are Masriyan over a Cherev, Eino Tzarech Lemar Cherev She'eno Shel Shalom. For sure, we're going to be Masriya on a Cherev She'eno Shel Shalom when it's enemy fire. We're certainly going to cry out for that. Lafilu Cherev Shel Shalom, but even if it's Cherev Shel Shalom, meaning that they have no intention of striking us, She'en Lecha Cherev Shel Shalom Yosu Miparanachol, because you're not going to come across a Cherev Shel Shalom greater than Parunachol in the times of Yoshiyahu. V'yafal Pikein Nechshel Ba HaMelech Yoshiyahu, and nevertheless Yoshiyahu stumbled on that. He made a mistake. She'namar, as it says over there, Vayishlach Elav Malachim, Parnachol sent messengers, Lemor, to Yirmiyahu, saying, Malachi Velacha, Melach Yehuda, why are you, not to Yirmiyahu, he said it to Yoshiyahu, I'm sorry, what do you have against me? Why wouldn't you let me come through your land? Lo alecha atahayom, I'm not coming against you. Ki el beis melchamti, I'm coming to wage war against someone else. I guess it was Ashur. Velohim amar levahaleni, and God, quote unquote, says to, you know, told me to hurry up. Chadalecha me'elohim asherimi, you shouldn't be worried about the God that is with me. Va'al yashri secha, he should not. And that he should not destroy you. So basically, he's saying, Parnacho is saying to Yoshiyahu that you should let me cross. I have no intention to combat you. I'm just coming because I need to get to my destination. And nevertheless, Yoshiyahu did not let him do so, and this led to his downfall. Anyway, the pasuk says, "My Elohim Asherimi." The pasuk says, "Elohim Asherimi," the God that is with me. So I'm Rav Yehuda Marav Zu Avodah Zarah. This is, Parnachol is talking about his God. He's not talking about the God of Israel. And he's referring to Avodah Zarah. So Amar, so therefore Yoshiyahu said, Hol v'kabatach b'Avodah Zarah. If Parnachol is relying on Avodah Zarah, Yachilnele, I have the ability to beat him. I can defeat him. With Klal Yisrael in the state that they are, or Yoshiyahu thought that they were in, I can beat them. But it didn't turn out quite that way. Vayoru hayorim, the archers slung lemelech Yoshiyahu against Melech Yoshiyahu. Vayomer hamelech laavadav, and the king said to his. So he was basically he was beaten bad. He was as we'll see. There were many arrows that hit him. So vayomer hamelech laavadav, the king said to his servants, Ha'aviruni. Take me away from here, ki hechleisi ma'od, because I've become very, very sick. My ki hechleisi ma'od. Now, the Bach actually takes these out. This phrase, my ki hechleisi ma'od, is taken out, because as the Gemara will, according to the Bach's reading and according to Rashi's reading, as the Gemara will say, this is not a drasha on ki hechleisi ma'od. I was going to suggest otherwise, but the Bach and Rashi do not read it this way. Anyway, they take out my kiachlisim od, and I'm Rav Yehuda Marav and Lamed Shaasu Kol Gufo Kechvar. The way Rashi is learning is that the pasuk that says Vayoru Hayorim, that the archers slung arrows against him, this is a reference to the fact that that they made his entire body like a sieve, meaning they punctured his guf so many times with so many different arrows that it was like a sieve. And that's what the pasuk is referencing.
In Tanakh, it gives a number of times, a number of arrows, but I can't remember. Was it like 500 or something?
I don't remember that. That was in that's in Divrei Yamim, or that's in Malachim.
It was 300.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. It could be.
Yeah, I seem to recall. Seeing it in
okay, Yoshkayach, you have some homework. You have some homework. You will let us know on Monday. Okay, the precise number. Okay, and all the midrashim involved. And the halachic impact of all that. Okay, thank you. But anyway, I would have said that the drasha is on Maiki Hechleisi Meod, because a halal, that the drasha is on the word Hechleisi, halal is, are holes, right, or gaps. So I thought that that's what the drasha was on. But the Rashi and the Bach don't learn that way. But anyway, I think I saw in the back, I think maybe it's the Rashash who does learn, who learns like I did. But anyway, that's the drasha. So Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Mipnei Manen, Ash Yoshiyahu, why was Yoshiyahu punished so bad? He did incredible things, Yoshiyahu. He attempted to clear out all of the Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael, right? As we read in Tisha B'Av, he was unsuccessful, but he thought he was very successful. Because he should have checked with Yirmiyahu, and he didn't check with Yirmiyahu. Now, if I recall correctly, Yirmiyahu actually warned Yoshiyahu. He actually warned him about the state of Klal Yisrael. So I don't know exactly what the Gemara means when he says that he should have checked with Yirmiyahu, because Yirmiyahu actually was the one who checked in with him. So I don't know if the Gemara is maybe referencing the fact that Yoshiyahu in general wasn't overly kind to Yirmiyahu. I think Yoshiyahu actually put him in the slammer. So Yoshiyahu wasn't as kind to Yirmiyahu and as favorable as he should have been, so perhaps that's the reference. And anyway, my darash, what did he darshan? What was Yoshiyahu thinking? What was he thinking? So, huh? Yes, they were. He was going to fight. Yeah. Yeah, it's a double whammy. Yeah, he was. They've taken out one of our enemies, but Yoshiyahu thought that there was no reason for it. That, as we'll see right here, there was absolutely no reason to fear. There was no reason to fear from both the Assyrians, and there was no reason to fear from Parnachal. Right? So, my darash, this is the drasha right here. What was Yoshiyahu thinking? So the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Vayikra. This is Bechukosai, right? In Bechukosai Telechu, Becherav lo tosavar be'artzechem. You're not going to have any sword. You will not have any sword come into your land at all.
You'll have peace.
So you'll have complete peace, total peace. My cherev, what does it mean that you will not have any sword come into your land? Ile mecherev she'eno shel shalom, if it means enemy fire, that you're not going to have any war. V'haksiv v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, but it already says v'nasati shalom ba'aretz. It already says there's going to be peace. So what does it mean, v'cherev lo savor ba'aretz? Of course, if it's referring to enemy fire, they've already said that by saying that there's going to be peace. So Elohi learned, afilu shel shalom, it must be that even there's not even going to be a sword of peace, meaning Parnachal, who's coming in for peaceful reasons, there's not even that is not going to happen. Even that shouldn't happen. So he said, there's no reason to allow Parnachal in here. But he didn't know that his door, his generation, was not worthy, right? There's a famous medrash about the fact that they were trying to get rid of the Avodah Zarahs, and so he would send in all the messengers, and the messengers would clear out the Avodah Zarahs from the house, but the bar doors were open.
You know,
up.
That's a difficult thing to understand. That with all the homes, and they didn't think to look between the sliding doors.
I don't care about the sliding doors. I don't check sliding doors. When I'm buying a house, I'm thinking about sliding doors.
You just want a cockroach.
No. That's a different thing. Yeah. You're buying a house, you're not thinking of sliding doors.
I'm just saying
if you're inspecting, do the whole job. If you see something that looks like sliding doors, check it.
You see, when they opened the doors, they were like, you know, these old, like, Western movies where they, you know, the doors, like, slung. So when they opened them up, they were open. They stayed open. So you had no idea. Even if you were to look at the door, you wouldn't think, well, I have to close the door in order to see that there's an Avodah Zarah. Sorry, Moshe.
No one's saying that the problem here is they failed to do the right inspections.
Like, what?
No one's saying that they...
Right, it's not the right. No, it's not the issue.
It just seems that way.
Yeah, because I was complaining about that.
Right, the Gemara Chazak complaining about that at all. The fact is they were doing whatever they were doing, their darndest to make sure that they weren't caught.
Non-union members, you know, they want the government to have beer.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay. Anyway.
Low wages.
All right. Anyway, the Gemara continues with the story. When Yoshiyahu was dying, So Chazi Yom Yosef Vasa, he saw his lips, he saw Yoshiyahu's lips, the kamarachshan, that they were moving. So Amar, Yirmiyahu thought in his mind, Shema Chas V'Shalom Milsa Dela Mahagna Amar Agav Tzare. Maybe Yoshiyahu was saying something inappropriate through his tzar, because he was in such pain. Maybe he was saying something inappropriate. Gachim V'Shame, so he bent down to hear about what exactly Yoshiyahu was saying, and he heard him say the Kamatzik Alantin, he was actually Matzik the Din of Hashem, and he was saying that Hashem is doing right by killing me. Amar, he said, Tzadik hu Hashem, ki pihu marisi, that Hashem is righteous because I rebelled against his mouth, against his words. Pasaleach Yishaita, Yirmiyahu cried out in that moment, Ruach apenu, he is the breath of our nostrils, Mashiach Hashem. He is the Savior, Mashiach Hashem. Okay, very good. I don't know what I'm not sure exactly about this line. He says, Shema Chas V'Shalom Milsa D'lo Mahagne Amar Agav Tzare. I'm not sure what that has to do with anything. It sounds like the Gemara is saying the reason why he bent down to hear him is because he thought that maybe he was saying something inappropriate, but that doesn't. I'm not sure exactly what the connection is or what relevance that is at all. I'm not sure. Sorry, anybody has any comments on that? No? Good, let's go on. Maisa V'Yardu G'Zekenim Yerushalayim La'arehem. The Mishnah quoted in Maisa, where the Zakenim came down from Yerushalayim to their cities to declare a fast. Why? Because they saw Kimale Tanur, they saw an oven full of Shidachon, of wheat that was wind blasted. And so for that little amount alone, they declared a fast. Iboilehu. They asked, what exactly was the amount? Kemali tanur tavua. Was it an oven full of produce, of wheat? Odilma kemali tanur pas. Or was it the amount of wheat that it takes to bake enough bread that would fill up a tanur? Which is much less.
Wind blasted is that the wheat went bad?
Yeah, the wheat went, they were wind blasted. I mean, it got completely dried up by the wind.
Uh-huh.
Completely dried up. So, which one was it? You know, to what extent are they willing to declare? Essentially, it's like the question is: to what extent are they willing to declare a fast for wind blasted wheat? How much does it have to be, essentially? So Tashma, so the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya, Kamale Pitanur. This Brisa says it was a Male Pitanur. The truth is that's the same girsa we have in our Mishnah, but the Gemara seems to be working off a different girsa. But anyway, Tashma, the Brisa brings a raya that it's Kamale Pitanur. It's the amount of the opening of the tanur, which sounds like it has to be the bread, which is how they made the bread back then. They didn't have racks like we have, and they put the bread on the racks. Rather, they covered up the hole of the tanur, because the tanur didn't pull out sideways. It was more like this big thing, and from the top there was the hole. So they used to cling the breads to the side of the tanur. So when it says kamali pi tanur, that's a reference to the bread, that the bread was covering the whole of the tanur. But it's not a reference. The kamali pi tanur would not be how you fill up a tanur of wheat. That wouldn't be how you do it. So that's a reference to the fact that it was a reference to bread. So it says the Gemara v'adayin tiboilehu, but there's still a question as to how much bread are we talking about? Kikisuri de tanura, was it just the amount of bread that can cling to the covering of the tanur, which is a small amount? Odilma kidara derifta de hadale lupuma de tanura, was it the amount that you stack the rim of the pi tanur width, which is supposedly more. So the Gemara is trying to pinpoint exactly how much wheat we have to be concerned about gets wind blasted in order for us to declare a tinus. The Gemara ends up saying, Teku, we do not know. Okay. The Gemara goes on. Va'od gazu tinus al sha'achlu ze'evim. There was a further tinus because the ze'evim, the wolves, ate up two babies.
Whoa.
Not pretty.
Don't we have this
a day or two ago? Yes, the Mishnah. This is a quote from the Mishnah.
Right?
It's a Mishnah. Yeah, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, right? And then Rabbi Yossi said, Lo al sha'achlu el al shalniru. It wasn't even because they ate it. but rather because they saw it, right? And you guys had a question, does that mean that he's arguing that they didn't eat it, that the wolves didn't eat the babies that Jib had just seen? I don't think so. I don't think they're arguing on Metzius. But what he's saying, I think what Rabbi Yossi is saying, that even if they hadn't eaten the children, but the fact is that even if they were just seen, that would be enough cause.
What?
Sakana. It's potential sakana in a chanami. In a chanami. Anyway, the Gemara says, Amar Ula Mishum Rishum Ben Yehud Tzadak. Maisa, there was a story. For those of you who are squeamish, you can tune out and come back in 30 seconds. Ubalu Ze'evim Shnei Tinokos. There were the wolves swallowed up two Tinokos, Vihikium, and they excreted the Tinokos, Derech Beis Ari'i, on the back end. Uba, Maisa Lefnei Chachamim, and this story. It sounds Ubalu sounds like they almost like they swallowed them whole. Like they, you know, it wasn't like they chewed them up.
Can't mean that.
What?
Can't mean that.
What? Because why? Because that's not how it's even.
A wolf is a wild dog. It's not like an alligator or a snake
or whatever.
Yeah, it has to chomp.
Chomps at it. Okay, so Ubalu is left out. I mean, it did swallow it, but you're saying.
Whatever it is, it happened. But whatever it was, it was.
Right, I think. Let's finish the Gemara and then I'll answer your question. At least what I think.
Small baby.
What?
It must be a small baby.
It must be a small baby, yeah. Or maybe it was a big baby. I don't know. Maybe it was a really fat baby. I wouldn't mind.
It was a bridge.
It was a really fat baby. What? Yeah, okay, sorry. Okay. Just let us go. Okay, so.
Recognizable in the toe of the animal.
We'll figure it out later, okay? Let's go. Come on.
Okay. Maisa Balu Zaivim Shnei Tinokos Vehikium Derech Beis Ari'i Uba Maisa Lefnei Chachamim V'Tiharuas HaBasar. And they were Matar the Basar, right? Even though the Basar ordinarily is the Basar could be Matame. If it's a dead Basar, it'll be Matame. But in this case, they were Matar the Basar because the Basar was apparently digested well enough. V'Timuas HaAtzamos, but the Atzamos were not. So the Atzamos, when the Atzamos came out, they were Matami the Atzamos because they were whole Atzamos. I think you have to say here that we're not talking about the fact that I don't think there was a total consumption, like a thorough consumption and a thorough digestion, because then it would be pashut that you would be Matahir the Basar. I mean, there's no Basar left. It's excrement. Right? I mean, there would be no semblance of Basar to talk about.
This comes
Tuma.
Out, this comes out and there's mamish noticeable Basar?
I think so. I think that that's what the Gemara is talking about. And I think, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I mean that's not, obviously, it's not the normal way to consume and to excrete, right?
Even if you consume it to excrete it, it seems like that's like,
It sounds from the story that the excretion happened soon after the bliya.
It sounds like one thing, boom, boom. And that's
right. I don't know if it was boom, boom. Maybe it was like boom, boom. But
okay,
like,
let's go. I'm kind of squeamish.
All right. 3 more seconds is all we can handle. Let's go on. Fine. At any rate, that's I don't know. That's what I think. I haven't seen anything on this. I didn't do any research.
So if we understand this correctly, though,
we don't understand it correctly. That's part of the problem.
Okay.
This is not human viable.
The bones came out, and some of the flesh came out, and
the flesh
came out was Torah.
Yeah, they were Matar the boss. Yeah, they were Matar the boss. Okay. It was apparently digested enough. That it didn't have enough of a semblance of a buzzer.
Even though it's obviously recognizable.
What?
It was recognizable if the Gemara...
That's what I think. I think it was recognizable. I think it was recognizable buzzer. Just for whatever reason, they felt that it was digested enough. Are we good with this, or you want to continue discussing this? We can go on for all night. I don't mind this. This is great stuff. This is good.
I think Moshe wants to go be in on this case.
Right? You want to be my in into this? You want to give us a report on Monday? Moshe,
I might faint.
What is the way the system is supposed to be?
Come on, dub it. This is not to discuss. Come on. This is not understandable. Let's face it.
Not even by you.
Why not? It's Torah. You're supposed to be buying it.
Why is it not understandable?
It's perfectly understandable. We're having an argument.
Because a wolf can't be a wolf.
A wolf can't do
that. They did not have names of what this was.
Maybe a wolf could do that?
I don't see how.
I've lived with wolves.
They chew. Yeah, they could?
Yep.
They could do it.
In one shot?
No, two shots.
They could really swallow a whole animal?
They don't say whole. They're going to come up and go out. No one said whole. They had some bus or some.
They chewed it in. They chewed up the bus.
It doesn't have to be a whole whatever. It could be a piece.
Could be a piece. I'm good with a piece. Everybody good with a piece?
I'm fine with a piece.
All right. You're good with a piece?
I'm fine.
You're good with a piece? Are you okay with a piece?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Then how could it, how could they say no swallow tonight. Two infants?
What?
How do you know it's infants? Could be some other...
It says tinocles.
Missing.
Tinocles.
Yeah, somebody said it did go in my baby.
Oh, by process of deduction.
No, there's no deduction. It says it explicitly. It says tinocles.
He didn't use your shower's cops.
Yeah, how okay. If
it wasn't Yoshiao's cops.
Oh, how did they know? I mean, they looked in the crib. There were no more tinocles, so they figured, okay. Then
the mother fucker, where's my kids? You know?
Okay, Brush is not. Okay, yeah. How did they figure it out, you're saying, if there was
Sherlock
just...
Holmes.
Okay, got it.
Baby monitor also.
Okay, right, exactly. Baby monitor, they heard the wolves. It was okay.
Tahor business.
What?
I don't understand the Tommy Tahor.
If it was Buster, if...
supposed to be...
What?
What's normally supposed to be after... After an animal eats something and when it passes through and it comes out,
that's the zoology.
So normally,
this is the gemara for that.
Normally the excretion is already when it's fully digested,
so
and then I don't think there's anything to talk about. Here, there was recognized.
That's
totally tahor.
It's tahor even though it's something disgusting.
It's excrement. What do you mean? It's excrement. It's what? Yeah, that, we're not talking about. We're not
you,
talking
you,
about
you
clean
find,
or unclean. We're talking about tahor or tummy. That has nothing to do with excrement. Excrement can be. Totally tahor, right? Okay. It's tahor.
If you
it's
find just... Buster between your teeth after 6 hours, uh-huh. It's not, your body milks because it's called pirshub olam, same word. Once it's ukal, it's digested, it's not, even though it might, you know, under a microscope still be Buster, it doesn't matter. Halachically, it's considered.
Change its status.
Yeah, so Buster is not, right.
It's not called Buster anymore. Continue, Rabbi.
Okay, there we have it. Fine. The Gemara goes on. Al Elu Masriya B'Shabbos. On the following cases, we are Masriya B'Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan. The Braisa says, Ir Shehikifu Nachrim. Whether you have a city that was surrounded by Nachrim or Nahar, or if there was a river that was potentially going to overflow. Ve'echad Svina Hamitrefes Bayam, if there was a shipwrecked, or if there was a ship that was torn in the sea, right? Or whether it was an individual who was being chased by non-Jews, or they were chased by robbers, or maybe he was going crazy. For all these cases, a yachid can punish. He can be ma'ane himself. He can make himself suffer. Betainus with a tainus. I don't know, I was trying to look this up and I couldn't find anything. I don't know who this yachid is. Is the yachid the individual that's being chased? Or is the yachid even somebody who sees an individual being chased? Meaning, if I were to see that Ploni Almoni is being chased by Nachrim or he's going crazy, that I'm allowed to be Mesagev Atzmi Betainis because for that person, right? Is that what the Gemara is saying? Or is the Gemara saying, no, dafka the person who's being chased or it's going crazy is the one who's going to be Masagi Vesatzma. I'm not really sure. I was unclear about that. But at any rate, if you think you're going crazy, just let me know, and I will resolve this for you. Otherwise,
will
we'll
fast?
Just go on. What?
Will you fast?
Will I fast? Will I fast? I'll have to be ma'ayin if I'm going to be fast for you. It depends on how much I like you.
Take it to
the extreme.
Today, okay? You know, like this... This guy that was killed in this yeshivada, okay,
who?
And
oh, Adam, yeah,
and another Jew saw this happening and right. Shot the terrorist.
That's a
yes,
shiloh.
Okay,
okay. He's going to fast.
Is a
shiloh. Not shoot the terrorist.
No.
Shoot the terrorist.
Kill him and then
right. The terrorist is gonna fast.
We're not talking about that type of situation. We're talking about somebody who's in trouble. He's being chased. He's David HaMelech is being chased by the
Moshe.
Right?
If El-Or Azariah is being chased by the Medina, then you're supposed to fast for it. That would be a decent implication for this Gemara.
again,
if the Lord Azariah is being chased by the Medina, then you can fast for it because he's being chased by the Medina.
You better fast.
It's not an emergency, and there's only, you can't do anything about it, so you can fast.
Right.
All right, but wait a minute. It's more, don't we not, not the fast, but we say tefillahs, i.e., such as the.
So the person would want to fast instead of just saying tefillahs. Why would we say that?
Oh. Yotes Kislev. Okay, for the
we'll do that.
Which Lubavitcher Rebbe?
I'll tell you. Okay. We'll do that.
That he was in jail, and you know people prayed for him. On Yotes Kislev, he the prayers were heard, and the court convened, and he was released. The heavenly court, I mean.
All right, great story. Rabbi Yossi Eimer. Rabbi Yossi says. What?
Save your questions for the...
No, don't save no questions. We're fine. We're doing great here, guys.
Good. We're doing okay.
It's only been a half hour. I got all night. I can go until 11 o'clock easy.
My ice cream's going to melt.
Rabbi Yossi Eimer.
Ice cream?
I'm coming to your house.
If you have ice cream, you could have told me. Your ice cream.
No, get it,
yes. All right. Rav Yossi Omer, Eina Yachid Roshay Lasagi V'satzmo B'tainis. No, Rav Yossi completely disagrees with the Tanakhama.
We're on our thought. We're right now.
Sorry, we are two-thirds of the way down. Yeah, that's not a question you can ask.
With Rav Yossi?
Rav Yossi, yeah. Rav Yossi says, Eina Yachid Roshay Lasagi V'satzmo B'tainis. I don't know what was so funny, but okay, something apparently is incredibly funny. A yachid cannot put himself through a tainus. Why? Shami yitzarech lebrios, because maybe he will be in need of other people because he's so weak. Ve'ena brios merachmos alav, and nobody's gonna have rachmonos on him because everybody's like, well, you shouldn't be misagiv esatzmacha. So there you have it.
It sounds like from this
opinion of Rabbi Yossi, it sounds like somebody else is fasting for the person who's being nirdaf, not the nirdaf himself. It's poshut that the nirdaf can fast. Right? Yes? No? Maybe not. Maybe the nirdaf needs his strength and that's the pshat. I don't know. Who's fasting? I still don't know. Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda Rav says, my time with Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi? Dichsev, because the pasuk says, this is very fascinating. It's very interesting. Let's finish off, and then I'll just say what I the comment here. Amar Rav, my time to Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi who says you can't fast? Dichsev vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. Man was a living soul. So he darshins the pasuk vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. Neshama shenasati b'cha. Hashem is saying the neshama that I gave to you, hachiyeh. You should keep it alive. You have an achrayis. You have an achrayis to take care of yourself. You shouldn't be misagiv esatz mechaver.
This is talking about when he's in danger.
Because
I mean, at least modern day evidence shows that periodic fasting is healthy for you. So when is this? What's the mitzvah of the case? What is he?
The mitzvah of the case is one of two things: one person, somebody is being chased, or a group of people are in danger, some kind of danger, whatever danger it is, whether it's listim or whether it's a nahar that's going to overflow a city or whatever it is.
Right. Tsunami.
A person can, according to the Tanakhama, a person is allowed to put himself through a tainus. And Rabbi Yossi says a person cannot put himself through a tainus.
Should do it.
I don't know whether it means the person who is involved, the person who is actually in danger, or if it references somebody else who is on looking, right? So something's happening in Yerushalayim, so me and Beit Shemesh, can I be fasting for the people of Yerushalayim? Chalila, right?
Rabbi Yossi holds it's a sakana first.
Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, you shouldn't be doing it.
You have to take care of your body.
What's interesting is that Rabbi Yossi gives a reason why you shouldn't do it, because you're going to be merachman, because people are not going to be merachman, my love. And then he says, my time with Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean my time with Rabbi Yossi? He just said the reason Rabbi Yossi. It should be minolan. If you're going to say anything, you're going to be a pasuk, say minolan. Even the pasuk is really like a drusha. It's not a very halachic drusha. It's a very midrashic drusha, if that makes sense. Anyway, I don't really know what to make of that. But
the
I just wanted
to... here that says on the side that whoever wasn't satisfied with that reason to Aser. So therefore, you know,
therefore
they,
I came up with a drusha. Interesting. Who says that?
Dikduke Chaverim.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. I saw it inside, yeah.
What? Dikduke Chaverim. Okay. Dikduke Chaverim. So... Okay. Right. Yeah, a lot of they're, right. They're very, very makbid on diktuk. Okay. Shimon HaTemani. You asked me about the Shimon HaTemani guy, didn't you? Shimon HaTemani Omer Afala Dever. We're even going to be Masriya on Dever, pestilence. Shimon HaTemani, either he was from Teman or from Timni.
Yeah. They've always, in art school, Hatimni.
Yeah, Hatimni. Yeah, it's a machlokas, yeah, how you understand.
Huh?
It was Teman, it was, if it was Teman, which is a pasuk in Bereishis, a number of places, actually. Shimshon. Yeah, we had this discussion three weeks ago. Yeah, we had this discussion. Yeah. Anyway. Iboiluhu. Loho du lo chachamim b'shabbos. Now the Mishnah goes on to say that Shimon HaTemani says that we could even be masriya on a dever, and loho du lo chachamim, the chachamim did not agree. This was in the context of Shabbos. He says that you can be masriyan on Shabbos for a dever. The loho du lo chachamim, the chachamim did not agree. So now the Gemara is going to ask, what did they not agree with? Did they not agree with the principle in general that you can't be masri on dever, that dever is not a serious enough thing to fast on, or are they just talking about Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Iboilehu lohod lo chachamim b'shabbos, aval b'chol hodulo. Is it that they just disagree with Shabbos, but they would agree that during the week you can? Odilma lohodulo klal, or perhaps they were not molded to him whatsoever. Toshma, so the Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof. Tesanya masri ala dever b'shabbos, be'in sarach lomar b'chol. The Tanakhama says that you can be Masriya on Dever on Shabbos, and certainly during the Chol you can. And that sounds like Shimon HaTemani. Rabbi Hanan ben Pitum, Talmido shel Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Hanan ben Pitum, this Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, says in the name of his Rabbi, Ein Masriyan ala Dever kol Eker. We are not Masriya on Dever at all. So it sounds like the Chachamim who disagreed, Lahodu lo Chachamim, the Chachamim who disagreed with Shimon HaTemani, it would be mistaber to say that they hold that they weren't mode bichlal. They said that bichlal you cannot be Masriya. Cannot be Masriya. Now, just as it's important to point out, because the Mishnah says Mefurish that you're allowed to be, that you're supposed to be Masriyan on Misanin and Masriya on Dever. Right, it said that earlier. So that, the Gemara understands, I think the Gemara is understanding, that's talking about Monday and Thursday. Monday. Right? Regular Monday and Thursday, so then you're Masriyan. This Gemara is talking about, what about regular, during the regular weeks, yeah, during the weekdays. And the Chacham who say, Lahod lo Chacham, the Chacham disagree, and they say that even during the week you shouldn't do it, because if you allow it during the week, then you might allow it on Shabbos.
During the week.
One of them showing himself.
Meaning Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, Monday and Thursday.
Monday and Thursday are good. You're good. You're good to go. Okay. Very good. All right. The Gemara ends off. I'll call Tzara Shalot Tova La Tzibur. On any Tzara that comes on the Tzibur, right? You can fast on that. Tanur Rabbanan. Al kol tzar shalot haval atzibur masriyan aleha. We cry out in prayer on any tzara that comes on the tzibur. Just as a note, it says shalot haval atzibur, but that's a euphemistic language, right? We don't like to talk about tzara, so the Gemara presents it.
That's
Sonei Yisrael, very good, shkoyach, right? We talk about Sonei Yisrael, it's really talking about Klal Yisrael themselves, but euphemistically, the Mishnah and the Gemaras will talk about Soneim Shal Yisrael. It doesn't like to talk about Klal Yisrael in terms of perennials.
Tzibor meaning a shul, a city, a town. What are we talking about? A group of 10 people. Like, what's a tzibor?
Okay, that's a good question. I don't know. Kehila.
I'll do the thesis for the next show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You're due. You're way over.
I was never good at homework.
Okay,
sorry.
I appreciate it. Anyway, I look forward to Monday. It's going to be a very exciting shiur. Okay. Anyway, Tanur Rabbanan al kol tzara shelo tova latzibur masriyan aleha chutz mirov geshamim, with the exception of too much geshem, you cannot cry out about. That is golden. My taima, what's the reason for that? Amar Rav Yochanan lefi she'ein mispalin al rov hatova, because you cannot daven against too much good. No such thing. V'amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, minayin she'ein mispalin al rov hatova, where do I get this from? That rov tova can never be, you never want to cry about it, you don't want to You don't want to do anything about that. That's a good thing. Shenemar, Havuas Kolomaser ala Besa Otzer. This is a pasuk we actually had before, right? This is right. Vacharoni Nabazos, right? You can test Hashem. It's about this. About this. This is Malachi, right? This is the pasuk Malachi. This is the bad thing about you never get this. Yes. What? Yes. That was the. That was thinking about. You know. What? Daftes. Okay. Very good. So. We had this before. So, have you as kol ma'aser al beis ha'otzer, bring all the ma'aser to the storage houses, and it says v'hari kosi lechem bracha ad blidai, right? So, I will empty out all the brachos until ad blidai, until it's not enough, right? So much. My ad blidai. What does it mean at the end of the pasuk? Ad blidai. I'm Rami Bar Chama, I think it's supposed to be. I'm Rami Bar Chama, ad sheyivlu sifsal seichim ilomar dai, until your lips wear out from saying enough. That's a drush on the word bli, sheyivlu, right? Bli usually means, right, typically means not, but here we're darshaning bli as ad sheyivlu sifsal seichim ilomar dai. So that is a reference to the fact that it's never enough. Good is never enough.
Why is he saying die then?
What? Until it's not. Ad velo, ad, you have to learn like that, right? Your lips are never gonna wear out from saying die. So it's never shaykh. What?
So the implications of Gemara being during a hurricane Sandy, you don't doubt that it stops? Like,
That's not the same thing. That's the previous Gemara that said when we're talking about a flood, a nahar, right? That's a different zach. Uh-huh. Okay, this is talking about rov geshem. That's a whole nother sug of geshem that you have to distinguish. Okay. Ami Rami Bar Chama ubegola, but outside of Eretz Yisrael, meaning in Bavel, Masrina Le. Then we do. Why? Because then this becomes dangerous. And this is really a reference to what you just brought up. When the Geshem is not simply Rov, but it's actually dangerous, then we're Masrina.
Like the California Mount sites, things like that.
Yes. Or, for example,
we got hurricanes.
We have tornadoes. You could say tornadoes.
What's it called?
I would say Hurricane Sandy, for example. I might say Hurricane Sandy.
That's a good one.
Hurricane Sandy's a good one, no?
Hurricanes are.
What about Hurricane Andrew?
What?
That's like one.
Hurricanes are accompanied by, yeah,
Hurricane,
heavy
Hurricane Willie?
Remember Willie
was a good one.
I don't know. You have to go back to Wizard of Oz. That will answer a lot of your questions.
Tsunamis.
Cyclones.
What? That's a cyclone. Hailstorm.
Oh, God, I stand corrected. Yeah. God. Okay. Anyway.
There's a lot we can talk about.
Tani Nami Hakli, we have a brisa to support this. Shana. Shegeshmeha Merubin. If you have a year in which there is much rain, Anshe Mishmar Sholchin Anshe Maimin. The Anshe Mishmar would the people who were working in the base of Mikdash would send out to the Anshe Maimin, whose job it was to daven. Right, that was their one job, is to daven, and they would say to them, Tenu Einechem Ba'acheichem Shebegola. When you're davening, have in mind your brethren in Bavel. Shelo Yehei Batehem Kivrehem, so that their houses do not become their burial places. Right. Because I think Rashi explains, because Bavel was very low down, so too much rain would flood the city. But I saw somewhere else, I don't remember now where I saw it, is that because in Bavel they made their roofs flat, and so too much rain would make the roofs cave in. Where did I see that? I don't remember where I saw that. I'm not seeing that in Rabbeinu Gershom. I don't know where I saw that. Somewhere I saw it, and it's probably... What? Ah, Toisviz, thank you very much. Thank you. Because their roofs were not slanted, right? And they would therefore cave in. They would melt, essentially, right?
They wouldn't hold.
They can't hold, right? It's like what happens with these roofs with heavy snows. They just kind of cave in. Anyway. At what point can it be too much rain that a person may daven? that the rain should stop. Amar lahem, he said to them, Kidei sheyamur adam bekeren ofel, to the point where a person is standing bekeren ofel, which is a very, very high mountain, v'yisachzich raglav b'mayim, and he would be able to dip his, to splash his feet in the water. In other words, if the rainwater got so high to the point where it was even reaching this Keren Ofel, which it's never going to do, because it's so extreme, it's a very high place. If you don't know it, I can't describe it to you. Waze. So, what?
Waze it.
Wait, yeah, put it on Waze.
Is it really there?
It's in Waze, yes, absolutely.
We'll do it in the car.
What? Show it in the car. Karen
is it like up in the Golan?
It's very high. So
blocks down, like,
if the rain gets to the point where it's going to reach Keren Ofel, then you can stop. In other words, to the point where you can dip your feet in the water, in other words, it's never going to happen, right? The Gemara very, very puzzlingly says, "I vehatanya yadav." We have a brisa that says not raglov but yadav, to the point where your hands can splash in the water.
It's up to your neck almost.
So the Gemara answers, "Yadav raglov ki yadav." Yeah, I mean to the point where if it gets to the raglov, then you can bend down with your hands and you can splash with your hands. And I think maybe Tosa says something a slightly different shot on this. I don't know where I'm seeing this stuff. Anyway,
that sounds a little silly to say that.
Yes, it sounds. It sounds silly to say what?
No, of course. Once your feet are in it, you could like, you know. Kneel
yes,
down
yes. But I'm more about. You're right. I mean, you're right. I'm more bothered by the fact that the Gemara brings this steer and Bryce's. Anyway, Rabbi Eliezer is exaggerating. He's exaggerating by saying if the water gets to the point where you can splash your feet in the water at that point, then he's clearly exaggerating anyway. So why does the Bryce have to say, oh, but we learned that the Bryce that says yadav? Who cares? The whole thing's an exaggeration. So I don't really know. I don't know exactly what the Gemara is doing there, but I'm thinking maybe the Gemara is presenting a Bryce that's so certain to say that Rabbi Eliezer said neither. Because I have a brisa that says, you saying raglav, I'm saying yadav, maybe he said neither, and therefore maybe we can still leave it open to say that there is a point where the water gets high enough that you do daven for it. But I'm not clear about that, and I don't really believe it. So anyway, just completely ignore the last 30 seconds. Anyway, the Gemara ends off and says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Lididi. I saw Keren Ofel. I saw this place, Keren Ofel, because I weighed it. Right? He weighed it. Yeah?
David, pay attention.
Pay attention. Dekam Hahutaya, there was an Arab merchant got up there. No, there was an Arab merchant. I was standing on top of this mountaintop, and I saw this Arab merchant, Kirachid Gamlan. He was on a camel, which is very high, if you've ever been on a camel. Venakit Rumcha Biyadeh, and he had a spear in his hands. So he had this merchant, and sitting on top of this big camel, he's got this spear which is very long in his hands, and Mizchazi Iniva, and he looked like a worm, right? So from the vantage point of this very, very high mountain, this merchant on a camel with a spear in his hands looked still just like this tiny worm. So that gives you an idea of this Keren Ofel, just how high up it is. With that, we will conclude.
Huh? I think it's in Michigan, actually, this Keren
Ofel. Oh, it's in Michigan. It's in Michigan. So if you, there you go.
Right outside Comerica Park.
Outside of Comerica Park. What?
Keren Ofel.
43 minutes here.